This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Racy Game. It's Motivational Monday. And Amanda Chua from Leadernomics here with us. Being a purpose-driven organization, how do you help employees find meaning in their work? That's our topic for today. Sort of appropriate year end and then planning for next year. Sort of thing, right? And I think, you know, when you say this being a purpose-driven organization, more companies are moving in that direction or aware that they got to have some purpose for the employees to want to be with them, right? Now, why do you think that's the case, though?
Yeah, first of all, good morning. Thanks for having me here today, Motivation Monday. So I think going back to motivation, I think it's very important to always go back to purpose. And you hear the words fulfillment, purpose a lot these days. And those are the buzzwords, especially the millennials, right? They're looking for in every aspect of their lives. And as much as job happiness and at the workplace is important, there are external factors of engagement, like their cool Google offices and their lucrative employee benefits. Yes, you know, that's great, but, you know, that can be, to a certain extent, superficial and temporary.
Yeah.
And especially with the wave of the startup entrepreneurs and the move towards social-driven organizations in recent years, purpose have moved to the forefront of employees' minds, yeah? And money has become less of a motivator today as you find that more individuals are leaving the high-stable jobs to pursue passions and work that's aligned to their life purpose. And you won't be surprised to hear that a lot of employees are benefiting. Although they're nice to have, but, you know, studies have shown that half of the current workforce, in fact, 15% pay cut to join a more purposeful organization. So that's, you know, it seems to be a wave and a trend recently these days.
Okay, no, just you were just saying, you know, leaving the high, stable, high-paying jobs to pursue passions, right? Yeah, that's what I did, you know. For even willing to take a pay cut. But at the same time, you know, I know we talk about millennials. Right. I think even people just generally, regardless of age, are finding, like, is my work purposeful?
Precisely my point. So I also left a comfortable job to take a pay cut. And you're right. Although, yes, being the millennials, they are a little bit more, they are the purpose-driven organization. They want to seek a career that has a strong sense of meaning, contribution to the world. But like you won't be surprised to find that not only the millennials, but the older adults feel a sense of a compelling need to contribute and give back to the society. Probably they reach this at this time, like, I've been earning so much money and they want to give back. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. So you mentioned fulfillment earlier being the keyword at the top of everyone's mind. How does one find fulfillment through knowing their purpose of work? And is it worth it all? Or is finding our purpose overrated?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And fulfillment is often associated with doing what we love. And that I just want to resonate with the late co-founder of Apple, Steve Jobs. And he advocated this in his speech, and I quote this, you've got to find what you love. Right. Your work is got to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you have not found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. So that's from Steve Jobs. And as much as being connected to the mission and the purpose of the company is not a basic need. You probably think, like, you know, especially our older parents' generation, they probably don't get it. But the search of meaning emerges when those basic needs are met.
Yeah.
So, you know Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So especially when this generation where employees are a little bit more comfortable, they have a good salary, they have great benefits, conducive working environment, they tend to start seeking something to believe in or what is aligned to their values, which makes them feel a sense of importance towards contributing a higher purpose. So this, according to Gallup, I think you're not unfamiliar with Gallup. Joseph, my boss,
I've done
a lot about that. So addresses the human emotional need and the search for meaning benefits our psychological and physical health. And we need to know how their jobs fits the grand scheme of things, and that is reflected, in fact, of Gallup's 8th engagement element of Q12 in their employee engagement survey. So the Q8 is the mission and purpose of the company makes me feel my job is important, and that's so key even in employee engagement.
Okay, the mission and purpose of my company makes me feel my job is important.
Yeah. And I can draw a personal example for that. Mm. So like when I was searching for my first job, there was this tension and conflict between pursuing the ideal career path of doing what I love versus finding a stable job, which is deemed to have, you know, better career prospects. And I went with the latter, going by the route where it was
parents
safer.
Told you to.
Precisely, you know, it's more favorable choice because parents would be more accepting joining an MNC. And the first few years of my career, I thought that was having a well-paying job and good learning opportunities and a promising career progression was enough to keep me satisfied. But that was until the opportunity to be involved in nonprofits and social initiatives that came along that made me feel that my work mattered and I could make an impact. So the sense of fulfillment was refreshing and inspiring, which led to higher levels of satisfaction. And on top of that, I started asking myself, like, there's got to be more to this than just taking home a paycheck and, you know, making profits for the company. I started looking more, and there's just the beginning of a paradigm shift that changed my work approach, in fact, even though I was still at the company. But to see my work beyond just a job and finding purpose and how my work can contribute to benefit someone or the wider society as a whole.
Right. Now, as much as employees seek meaning and do what they love in their job, why is this important for organizations to know and to, more importantly, pay attention to this?
Yeah. So most of us will have heard of Simon Sinek's and his TED Talk. And I don't only agree with him, but I believe most organizations, or if not all organizations, should start why. And having a deep sense of purpose helps chart and set the course of our lives. And that also applies in our work. We all have a need for significance, meaning, and as much as individual success is important, contributing towards a higher quest or something that is an endeavor that's greater than ourselves kind of makes us feel that important, and we want to dedicate and commit ourselves to that somewhat.
Right.
So we all seek to belong to a tribe, right? And that is part of a larger cause with the same goals as we do. And as a result, knowing a company that is able to share our values and we're able to represent and stand for what we believe in keeps us loyal.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So, well, maybe I can share an example with an organization, a social organization that I recently worked with and I recently engaged as a client. So there was a majority of the employees were attracted to the company due to the cause the company drives and the mission that they stand for. And as much as overall engagement was relatively low in that company, but what keeps the company going and the morale was how connected they feel towards the mission and vision of the organization. So it is also because their job presents them the opportunity to be able to see the impact that they're able to make on a daily basis. So it is also interesting to find that in the same company, in the internal support function, the engagement scores of that department was the lowest.
Okay.
And partly because and that relates to the Q8 engagement item is because at the same point where on the flip side their job does not allow them to do that because they're in the finance, they just do with the accounts, but they don't see, they don't get the daily interaction with the clients and able to see how they're going to make the impact on the people and the wider society as a whole. And it's it's because of their daily operations where it does not allow them to see the work, how it contributes to the overall company's vision and mission. So then that goes back to Simon Sinek's starts with why. So very few people actually know why they do what they do, but yet it's so fundamental, right?
Right. That was my book for the year. I stumbled upon it.
I love that book. So, that's Simon Sinek's Golden Circle, right? Because it creates the foundation behind the cause, the purpose, the belief, and why the organization exists. And in fact, if you get this right, it kind of shifts the way how you look at life and how you look at things and how you look at your work. And Simon Sinek somehow highlights that this is paramount, where in order to be successful, we need to start to work from the inside out, right? And you notice that inspired and successful companies do the same, where they think and communicate following Sinek's Golden Circle. They start from why before moving out to the how and the what. Yeah. And knowing and communicating the why behind the what actually in everything we do not only creates higher motivation, but higher engagement levels, and employees also tend to have higher buy-in also from your customers. So like, okay, maybe you can take an example for Apple, classic example, right? They could have chosen to be any other computer company churning out quality products, but instead they sell the idea of innovation, challenging the status quo, thinking differently in a way that they will bring beautiful design and user-friendly products to the market. And like other purpose-driven organizations like and who are hugely successful, like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, are all passionate about revolutionizing the computer industry. John Mackey, for example, started Whole Foods, advocating for organic food and healthy eating. So purpose-driven organizations stay to the core to their mission by always keeping the why in the mind. They keep their company's purpose at the center by communicating a message of how they're able to add value and enhance the life of others. In fact, many companies I know now use company's vision and mission and values to attract employees, and it's a way to build employee value proposition and as a form of company branding as well.
Right. Okay. And we'll talk a little bit how whether, you know, this whole notion just is sexier for the nonprofit, more impactful jobs, or whether, you know, even your job sometimes mundane, how do you apply this into these kind of jobs? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Amanda Chua from Leadonomics. Stay tuned to Raise a Game, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. Amanda Chua from Leadonomics here. I'm Frida Liu. We're talking about being a purpose-driven organization. How do you help employees find meaning in their work? If you haven't been able to do that this year, do that next year.
Time.
You know, we've been talking about this, and you know, but this notion of finding purpose at work, is it only applicable for the sexier or non-profit, more impactful jobs? You know, your social enterprises. How about the more mundane ones due to the job nature or the feel of the industry?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. That kind of precisely brings to my next point, Frida. So thank you for that. And there is this notion whereby, you know, are some organizations more purposeful than the other? And does that mean that if my job now is less meaningful, I need to quit my job to find another more purposeful job? Well, I don't think so. You know, you don't have to. In fact, I have a friend who quit her job to join an NGO thinking that was what she wanted. But she was not happy and went back to her corporate job. In fact, she mentioned to me that she never felt she fit in and was miserable or disengaged in that NGO. Mm. And going back to her old job was where she belonged. So that's quite an interesting point, right? Quite an interesting twist. So it is not difficult actually to find altruistic vocations like those in healthcare, education, you know, doctors, teachers. They tend to see their work as important because they get to see the impact that they make on the people's lives every single day. But it, not surprisingly, obviously, engagement level scores, especially pertaining to the Q8, is high on this rating. So, but what is interesting is that when they find employees who rate highly in these engagement scores, it's regardless of industry, whether you're from finance, manufacturing, retail. This indicates that the company does not have to be a non-profit or a social organization to create an environment that forces this feeling. So it's not uncommon to assume that workers in like so-called quote-unquote the dirty work industry or the occupations in jobs that are stigmatized as messy, as unpleasant, undignified will be disengaged. But a surprising find in a study done by sociologists is that workers in these industries are able to transcend their trivial jobs and their bad working conditions in finding their jobs meaningful and rewarding. So, for example, a prison guard turned what seemed to be a high-risk job into seeing it as a fulfillment towards a higher calling to protect and uphold the safety of the public and society. So just the other day, I was at a food court and I observed one of the cleaners was helping to clear the plates and cutleries. Mm. So it seemed like a mundane, trivial job. But what he did was that he took his job with pride and put things in perspective. Without him, we would not have a clean place to eat and there would be a backlog, and that could even hold up the flow of customers eating at the food court. So he sees that he plays a role in the grand scheme of things. Like my boyfriend who works in an investment bank, as much as it's a high, stressful and demanding job, but what keeps him going is that he finds purpose and fulfillment in being able to contribute to the country's growth, funding one of the largest developments in the country that's relating to the recent SEA Games as well. Right. So it's regardless of industry, regardless of jobs, right? It's how you see it and the perspective that you look and the way you approach your work. So these people see their jobs as more than just a career and a source of income. They have a genuine belief that their work contributes towards a greater good of what makes the world a better place. So they're able to make a strong connection of how the mission and purpose of my company makes my job feel important. And in fact, there's a story about President John F. Kennedy. He saw a janitor and asked what he was doing when he visited NASA in 1961. He responded, the janitor responded, "I'm helping to put a man on the moon."
Mm.
So the janitor felt that he was a part of a larger narrative and making his mark on history by doing his part in the company, no matter how insignificant the job may seem. The job does not define a person. In fact, as employees can derive meaning even from the mundane and develop a purposeful working environment for themselves.
You know, it just reminds me of the story about how this guy asked two bricklayers, right? Yeah. What are you doing? And the one bricklayer said, I'm laying bricks. And then he asked the other one, he said, I'm building a chapel. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just when you, what you see you're doing, otherwise you can say, I'm just building bricks. And I shout out to the Surya, who's been cleaning the BFM office since it started. And she's such a joy. You know, she's just always cheerful and everybody just loves her here. She also does my house, right? Yeah. And I tell you, if it wasn't for her, the Christmas tree will never come up. So there's one day I come back, the Christmas tree is up. Next day, the decorations up and I'm like, wow. You know, and it really just really made my day, you know, because, and then of course, the more fantastic thing is that she'll clear it up too.
Oh, that's awesome. I think these are the unsung heroes that we need to recognize, because you see their jobs more than just a job.
Yeah.
They see that, you know, they're able to add value, they're able to make you happy and they take a lot of pride or they feel that I play a part in making someone's life better. So these are the people that we, you know, we need to recognize and shout out to them.
I think her tagline is bringing joy to people, you know.
That's amazing.
So, knowing all this also, so what can companies then do to increase employee satisfaction and loyalty?
Right. So employees are 3 times more engaged and more productive when they know that they are making a positive impact in their work. The best employers, in fact, knowing this, they provide opportunities for people to develop a sense of purpose and belonging through their work, and also enable them to make a difference at their workplace. It's just going to make sense, right? Yeah. So it's not surprising to find that companies that have highly engaged employees are the ones who are able to find a balance between both social impact and bottom line impact. When they see that their work is a calling, they are highly motivated and determined to push hard towards achieving those worthy goals, regardless of how much they're getting paid, you know, because they're willing to go the extra mile, because it's, and this is mutually benefit for both the organization and their employees. So in fact, effective organizations who are able to provide clarity to their company's mission and how individuals can contribute towards that and making it more actionable kind of sets a lot of clarity, and as a result, they are more engaged as well. And organizations need to not only make values and purpose visible, not plastered on a wall and just let it be just some mantra, but to reinforce that on a day-to-day behaviours with the right organisational culture and support structure. So leaders who are able to articulate company values clearly sets the right tone from the top down.
Right. You know, that's one of the things, like working in the organisations, like we always talk about building first world mindsets, being bribe-free Malaysians. Let's live it. Right. And then if that's our mantra as an organization, let's hope that the leaders also lead it right in their behavior.
Yeah, totally.
So what can employers, managers and leaders do to help employees find their purpose and meaning in their work?
So purpose can come in many different forms, because, again, first is an abstract concept for many, and also each of us have different worldviews, we have different ideas and perspective on what purpose means to us. So hence the mission statement plastered on a wall, as I mentioned earlier, may be familiar but can be too ambiguous in general, which means that employees cannot connect and identify with it. So let me ask you, Frida, is defining a set of well-crafted competencies will surely increase your employees' performance level?
It gives clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that helps, right? Yeah. Other than, you know, to go forth and do whatever you have to do. So I think it does give clarity.
So you got the first step right. But there's also partly true, because it's a myth to think that, okay, once I have it on the wall, my employees know what to do.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you need to communicate the reasons for your existence, not just the result to meet your expectation. Then my next question perhaps I can ask is like, is defining a set of well-crafted core values will truly inspire your people to change?
Yeah, you know, because then I will say, okay, this is what the company mission is doing. Or what do I need to learn? What skills do I need to have to be able to meet those missions?
And you're right, clarity is very important. But my take is also on that. Like, you need to build a group of believers.
Right.
You need to produce a set of beliefs, not just produce a set of beliefs. And the people from there, not only from there, will be able to be both committed and competent at the same time. So questions that often come to employees' minds are like, you know, why is my work important? What impact am I making? Am I making a difference in the world, in the environment, and the people around me? And do I believe in the company's mission and values? How is my company living out their organizational mission and values? So you'll be surprised. In fact, it shouldn't be surprising to see that when employees join the company and they don't see that the leaders live out those values, the tendency of disengagement is really, really high.
Yeah.
So that seems to be a trend. And in fact, depending on how purpose could manifest in organizations, not only cultivates a sense of belonging, it leads to higher engagement and sustainable performance. So as a as a leader or as a manager of the company, know the unique definitions of what constitutes to purpose to each employee, right? Mm. Being that the individual customized approach and bridge the connection between company's shared values, the high lofty goals,
right,
to what it means to your team members. And great managers do not only translate the company's mission and purpose as a common language that everyone can understand, but they create an engagement by contextualizing it, what it means to you, what it means to your company, what it means to the team, and drawing the link of how their day-to-day task contributes to the company's overall shared goals.
All right. So, very interesting. Like I say, you know, if the companies are listening in and said, well, I don't think we had a purpose this year. Next year, have a purpose. Concluding thoughts on this, Amanda.
Yeah. So back to that, I think it's at the end of the day, it's a matter of perspective and how you choose to see your company and how you're able to drive that value for your people and your organization. And if you have not considered it, maybe it's time to, especially at this time of the year, to do some reflection and think back, and how can I create that compelling reasons and compelling why. And we all have the inherent desire to be productive, contributing members of the society. We want to have somehow wanted to give to
be significant.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. And to be part of a movement that benefits the society as a whole. So with the autonomy and the opportunity to contribute something bigger than ourselves, it creates high levels of job satisfaction and personal happiness. So companies, it just makes sense to kind of find that fit and to match in value proposition between their purpose and company's mission becomes a motivating factor. So in essence, organizations and teams benefit most when they collectively create a meaningful work culture for employees to thrive in. So at the end of the day, we want something to belong to, a company that enables us to play an integral part in fulfilling the overall mission and purpose that we believe in is a company that we want to be part of.
Right. And on that, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too. Thank you.
I'm Amanda Chua from Leadernomics, talking about being a purpose-driven organization. How do you help employees find meaning in their work? Racy Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.